Okay, welcome back, kings, queens, everything in betweens,
hey.
Troglodytes. Welcome back to another episode of the Peasant Party Podcast. I am your host, Charlotte Warren, and I've got a guest here and a recurring host. So I'll start with the recurring host.
It's me, Annabelle, whatever.
Yeah, Annabelle's here.
No one cares.
Remind everyone who you are. You're my sister.
Yeah, okay, I did it for you.
Okay,
but our friend is here.
In the middle, we have someone one entire year later here. What is good, Kevin?
Recurring guest now.
We can have you more. Yeah, you're a recurring guest. Come back more. Yeah. What is new with you?
Let's see. So, yeah, what? A little over a year later now. I'm also a little over a year sober, so that's a So, yeah, that's been a big change in my life. And
congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
so a little over a year is a long time.
Yeah, it has been a long time. It's also, you know, changed a little bit about...
You look great.
I date. Thank you. I feel great.
Yeah,
I feel
good. But, love your chains. You look dipped out. Hell yeah, Kevin. You look great.
Thank you. I appreciate it, y'all.
Yeah. I guess, like, how much, I mean, as much as you're comfortable, like, sharing and whatnot, like, how has it been? Like, I mean, like, living in a city that is pretty, like, drinking driven, you know, a lot of people use the crutch of, you know, I need to drink to be able to be a good time and have fun. Like, what has that been like, and how has that been, you know, as an adjustment?
Yeah, I think one thing that I've just really tried to do is surround myself with people that I find that are genuinely fun, whether they're drinking or not drinking, just people that I actually really get along with. You know, I'm still able to go out and have a good time without drinking. Yeah, I mean, I can't, if I'm in a situation where I'm not having fun, then I'll just leave.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to a point where I'm okay just leaving and going home. You know, I used to get really bad FOMO, and not that I don't get FOMO anymore. But yeah, I guess just not being afraid to leave if I'm not having fun.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I feel like I have so many questions, but I guess for one, was this like a hard stop you decided one day and you never looked back? Was it like you were toying with it and doing, you know, a week here and like, what was the process?
I mean, I definitely toyed with it for a little bit. I'd maybe kind of explored it, but eventually it got to a point where I was like, you know, I tried doing in moderation. Moderation just wasn't, you know, I'm not someone who can do moderation.
Okay, so that was my next question, was like, and you can tell me if it's like too personal to ask, but was it something where it was like you felt like I kind of have a problem with this, or was it just you were
definitely just like super, just nights would turn into mornings, and I mean, since then I'm way more dependable of a person. I just like the way that I show up, you know, not only for my friends but at work, so it's just been a really positive change in my life.
Nice. And it sounds silly, but sometimes people say, you know, you take one vice and you replace it with something else. What has been your, I guess, replacement? Like, has it been, you know, what has it been, a, you know, soft drinks? Has it been, you know, some sort of like activity?
The gym.
Like, what's your go-to?
I mean, when I first stopped, it was definitely, I just had really bad sugar cravings.
I've heard that. I've heard that happens.
I put on like, not that I'm like super skinny now, but I put on like 35 pounds probably in the next
way.
Like, and then like, you know, since then I've lost it, but it was definitely a sweet treat. An abundance of sweet treats was, was my vice.
Yeah.
But it helped you get through it, I guess.
Yeah, because I've heard about that happening. Like, I've heard people say, like, you know, I just ordered a whole pizza or something like that.
Yep.
Or like you replace it with like sodas or something else that's fun. And I think that's actually like kind of a good idea, because sometimes it's like, oh, I just have to drink a water. Like, if you can find a Sprite or something that's like carbonated, I don't know, it tricks you into thinking you got something in your hand. You know, that's why I love what Liquid Death's doing. There's a lot of
Was it hard at all, like, just going out after you went sober? Did it take a minute before you could go to like a bar and hang out with friends without drinking?
Yeah, so there's probably like a 2-month buffer period where I didn't go out. I didn't really put myself in any situation at all where I was going out. But then I had a work trip to Vegas, so like that was, I was immersed in it, but at that point I felt very confident in my sobriety. And so also one thing I kind of mentioned with the sweet treats, like you know, step one was getting sober. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, since then I've tried to start to live just like a healthier lifestyle in general.
Yeah.
So that's good. Where I'm at now.
So like what? Yes.
I'm a big Soul Cycle guy.
Fuck yeah.
I love Soul Cycle.
Where do you go?
Just the one, it's on
Lamar Congress.
It's on Congress. Yeah. Okay. There's one on Congress. Big
Soul Cycle.
I went this morning. Tuesdays are Wake and Drake.
Yeah. Okay, I was just gonna ask what kind of music. Yeah, Wake and Drake. Let's go.
Yeah, so that was fun.
Nice. I love that. And then because I've seen like on Instagram stories, like you get the chips and everything. Like,
yes.
Like you do the 12 steps. Like, what is that like? Like, because I know some people that have, you know, made the choice to be sober and they haven't gone the route of, you know, looking to AA or any other like support groups. Like, what has that been like? Like, what kind of community have you found there?
Yeah, I mean, I've met a lot of cool people and successful people too. I think there's maybe sometimes a stigma about going into AA and maybe the types of people that would be there. But, you know, I've met some of the best people.
Nice.
There, I go to probably 3 meetings a week, and just finding other like-minded people who are sober but also like to have fun.
Nice.
It's been great for me because I tried to get sober by myself before, and that just didn't
and
didn't
I feel like you're like a guy who just social is the way you operate. Thanks. I feel like just everything I know about you. Have you heard of the 13th step? Is that a thing that gets discussed?
What is that?
Okay, explain the 13th step.
The 13th step is essentially like hooking up with someone else within the AA program.
12-step program, the 13th step is falling in love with someone you've met.
Okay.
Yeah,
that has a lot of potential to go
terribly. There's all the memes of like, oh God, not the 13th steppers, or like, you know, head down, like, nope, no 13th step. Mm-hmm. And then there's some people who are like, oh, you know.
I mean, I can't necessarily speak for like alcohol, but I know that like with drugs and stuff, NA, stuff like that, it's like, you know, hooking up with somebody who like has the same problem, like, yeah, it could be a recipe for disaster.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be. You're not there yet. You are. Well, oh my God.
I
already did it. Haven't hit the 13th.
It's not something that I seek out.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But it happens.
It happens.
So like when you're on and we'll stop prying into your personal life. I have so many questions, and I think it's really cool, Kevin. I'm really proud of you.
Appreciate it, Charlotte.
Like when you communicate like a new like decision for sobriety, like on a dating app, like what have you found is the best way to do it? Or like, or in general, you're meeting people in the wild, like someone who might not understand, like what would you tell somebody who's newly sober about how they communicate that decision as they go about dating?
Sometimes it kind of all depends on the person that you're going on a date with or who you're talking to. Like I don't put it on my profile. Yeah. I hide that part, especially like on Hinge, you can hide it.
Yeah.
So I hide it there, but eventually it always comes up, usually on the first date. Mm-hmm. And I just say I don't drink anymore. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people pry and sometimes they don't. But I usually choose an activity where it's going to come out pretty quickly that I don't drink, because if it is a deal breaker for some people.
Yeah.
So it's good to just get out ahead of it. So I usually go I'm not gonna say the place. I usually go to this pool bar, and you know, like I suggest an activity like pool, and usually I'll just order soda water, and a lot of times I'll order a drink, and like that conversation usually happens right there. So yeah, my advice is just to address it early, because you know, I'm looking for some, I'm not rushing into anything, but my end goal is, you know, to find my person to end up in a serious relationship. So there's no use, and I guess I could put it on the app, but I'd rather just have the conversation in person, you know, first time meeting. That way, you know, we don't waste any time beyond that first date.
Would your like ideal partner flat out not drink, or does it really truly not matter to you?
It really doesn't matter to me.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, I think I would honestly say it's a non-factor.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I guess sober, what's a good sober date idea before we jump into our mailbag?
Oh, give us three give us as many as you can.
What you can think of off the top of your head.
Well, I just like any like let's see. Like a nice coffee date is always a nice one.
That's so true. Coffee dates are kind of underrated just in general.
Yeah.
So. I love like the coffee wine like bar in the morning, combo because they've got kind of like a, I feel like a sexier vibe to them. Like they're kind of, they've got the mood lighting.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Know, yeah. Yeah.
Like Starbucks just feels like I'm going to go work remote or something.
Sure.
Like
yeah. No, not Starbucks. It's got to be like a little.
I think even like a Cidercade, even though, you know, obviously they, part of that folks run alcohol, but
like an arcade.
Yeah. Like an arcade's fun. I mean, maybe it's a little corny, maybe it's a little cheesy, but like,
not at all.
But something
pinballs?
Fun.
You ever been to pinballs?
Exactly. Lit. Like just so a little activity.
Lit. What about the pumpkin patch? Because we have a listener who asked, how do I convince him to take me to the pumpkin patch? She has given no other context.
I would be easily convinced. I didn't even know our pumpkin patch is a thing in Texas.
Yes, I've been to one.
I mean, I think that it depends on how big of a football fan the guy is, because Saturdays and Sundays in the fall.
Well, that's probably the issue, yeah.
Yeah. So once you get past that, I feel like most guys are down for the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
If he likes you, they'll be down.
They love a pumpkin
patch. They do. I love a pumpkin patch.
But boys love a little pumpkin patch because it's so cute and like wholesome, and they get to feel like a dad for a second.
I said, buddy, we're going to the pumpkin patch. He went,
are you serious? He did not want. He wants to go. Shut up.
He's just pretending.
He's pretending. He's like, they're pumpkins. You can get them at the store.
Not the same.
Not the same at all. I'll go to the pumpkin.
And I said, well, we can do that or apple picking, and he picked pumpkins.
Apple picking's cute too. Oh my god, you guys are so.
Both on the same day.
That's so Laura Ingalls Wilder of you.
I want to pick apple. Yeah, he's like, I grew up around pumpkins.
You guys are like little settlers.
Yeah. It's like, you can wear your cowboy hat and your boots.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Pumpkins, but yeah. Yeah, I think like if a dude's down, he's down. Like, I think it shouldn't take convincing. I just, I think like, you know, come up with the, just be like, pumpkin patch.
It's a cute date idea.
I think it's so too.
I think it's maybe not a first date, but if you're in a relationship or any other stage, maybe beyond the first date, I feel like pumpkin patch.
Could you do it with someone that you're like on a second date with, or is that too weird? That feels stage five clinger.
I think it depends how.
Because you have to take pictures. So is it weird to take pictures with somebody that you're on a second date with?
Well, I feel like if you play it like, just like it's kind of like if you do first date on like if it's like your early date, like we kind of make it kind of jokey, but also not like it's Valentine's Day. Like, fuck it. Yeah, let's go on a date, or like, let's go to the pumpkin patch. Ha ha ha. Like, I don't know.
If you're going with someone who's like cool and kind of go with the flow, it's not like you're dropping these pictures on, you don't have to drop the you don't have to hard launch them on Instagram on a second date, but I think it'd be fun to just like,
yeah, why not
take, I don't know, take goofy pictures.
If it works out, then you've got a thing going. Exactly. Okay, that was our warm-up question, because today the big theme of the episode is basically like friend groups, which Kevin is great at friend groups because Kevin has a lot of friends.
Kevin is great at friend groups.
He is. Okay, so I think we'll kick off dating and friend groups, because I think a lot of things that happen is, you know, people are young, they kind of find a friend group, a community in whatever city they're in, and then that's how they meet people they date. Like, no one, like, in an ideal world, you're meeting people in the wild and stuff like that, and sometimes your friend group is your way of finding that. Sometimes the tie you have to that friend group or whoever is in it that you're interested in is a little bit closer than, you know, it could be with others, and that can cause problems for people. I guess the way I'll kick this off, general overview, is can you have a relationship, and that's a lowercase r relationship, you know, established or not, like, you know, some romantic, intimate relations, whatever, with someone in your friend group that doesn't work out and still maintain the friend group as it was? Or is there always going to be collateral damage?
I think that, you know, there's a period of time where you can remain friends after, but that is finite. Because eventually, if I got in a relationship with someone else, I probably wouldn't bring them around someone else that I used to date.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hook up
regardless.
With. It just feels disrespectful. And, you know, maybe there's no feelings there anymore. And there's, but I just personally would not bring someone that I really liked or loved and really cared about and saw a future with. I wouldn't want to put them in a potentially uncomfortable situation where they're intermingling with someone that I used to date or hook up with, because I wouldn't, I I know for a fact I would not like that if someone was...
Period. You're such an adult about it. That's real.
Have you seen, like, and you don't have to, don't identify your friends or anything. Have you seen anything like that in a friend group, and how has it worked out?
I think most of my friends have typically made the mature decision to not bring them around each other. I think maybe, you know, back in college or like right out of college, maybe that would happen a little bit more. I haven't seen too much of it. I guess, you know, one thing, one situation where that might be unavoidable is, you know, say if like you date a coworker.
Yeah.
And then like you have these like, you know, work dinners or work outings where you bring significant others, that can also be messy, which is, that's why you don't date your coworkers.
Yep, I can I can attest to that. Yes, I've, yeah, they don't go away.
Exactly.
Have you seen where it's like established couple breaks up and then the friend group kind of falls to pieces?
Yes.
Because I've seen that.
Yeah, that. I was just going to say, like, the inverse of that is there's a group of like couples who are friends.
Yeah, because I've seen like this ranges from things are kind of fine and they're friendly and then someone gets in a relationship and then people come around less, or there's like fragmented friend groups and awkwardness unless the bigger, larger group gets together, like at a wedding. Like that, I see that version. And then I've seen friend groups that have completely like torpedoed and spontaneously combusted because a couple got divorced. Or like someone did something weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't really like know who a person, like, I don't know, it, like sometimes in those friend groups, right, like you'll be friends with a couple and like they seem pretty normal when they're together.
They get, people get crazy when they divorce.
People get crazy, like, people get crazy. I know you had a friend that
I had a friend group situation where it was like this
oh my
friend
God, I don't know how much
like,
we can share, but this shit is crazy.
Oh, there's two friend group ones. Oh gosh, like I'll
that's right, okay, yeah,
two friend, like
the earlier one with the house part.
The house. So there was this one couple that was in our friend group that used to just like throw house, like they would throw the Friendsgiving. This was like not my main friend group, but like another one that was great. Like this married couple would throw like the Friendsgivings and stuff, and they were like the glue that held their friends together. Like they met all their close group of friends because they used to be like the college break representatives for their university, so they like had known each other for a while. This one couple was like married, did this great house, and then like I don't know what it was, like they were together as a couple for ever, and then they were probably married for like a year, and then like probably like exactly on the year mark divorce, and like this whole friend group that used to just be like rock solid, knew each other since forever, like
does everything, goes on the boat,
they basically like people like straight up like moved out of the area. It was just like this friend group went from being like everything to just no one talks to each other anymore because
and it got
couple
ugly.
Divorce. Oh yeah, it got like very
like that,
getting texts from people being like, well, are these people hanging out, like is this person like it was very like, because I feel like I was in some groups you're the fringe guy. I feel like I was kind of the fringe guy, but not the weird way. And I was just kind of like, I'm just going to back away from this slowly. I don't know.
Yeah. No one's holding you accountable. Nobody's asking you any questions. You can kind of just.
Yeah. Another friend group drama is one woman cheated on her husband with another dude on someone's couch. And then
another guy in the friend group.
Well, I'm trying to explain. My friends will like kill me if I care too much. But like someone like cheated on her husband and then she got pregnant. And then it was like, whose baby is it? And it was like a whole thing. It turns out it's her husband's baby. But
dude, hearing shit like that just makes me so like, I'm like, wow, my problems are not that. Yeah,
but she's been kind of, that's one where that individual has been kind of pushed away from the friend group as opposed to like the whole group combusting. Like everyone's just kind of like, why did you do that? Don't cheat on your husband in someone else's house. Like that's how murder suicides happen. Which side note, the husband literally hit up the friends and were just like, I'm going to kill this dude. And people are like,
hey,
that's kind of scary.
I just think, yeah. I mean, self-control is not as common.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. But then I also am kind of like, you get put in a position like that, you know, like you find out your spouse cheated on you or has been cheating on you for so and so long. I'm like, my eyes would probably roll back in my head. I would probably like go fully blacked out. Like insane. I would probably be not myself for a very long time.
Oh, that's just because I feel like Austin, you start to recognize people. Like you see people like, I saw that person on Hinge, or like you realize that you have a common mutual friend. You're like, oh shit, you know this person. So what this letter is about
says, mailbag. went on one date with who I think was his roommate 1+ year ago. Okay, I've totally heard of this type of situation before. Okay. I met a guy I really hit it off with while I was out with friends one night, and we exchanged numbers and set up a date for later that week. Great, right? I was doing some internet stalking in the days leading up to the date, and on his Instagram, I recognized one guy who regularly appears in his pictures as being someone I went on a date with a little over a year ago. It wasn't a great date, but also wasn't anything crazy and ended in mutual ghosting. Based on pictures and captions and later context clues, he and my date appear to be super close, and I think they may be roommates. Our first date went well, but I didn't mention what I noticed with the past date. We haven't followed one another on Instagram yet or anything. I really want to keep seeing him, but I also fear the history with the roommate might end up being a deal breaker or something that'll make him see me as more of a casual option while I'm looking for something more serious. Is continuing to talk to him a lost cause? How do I bring this up? I feel like in Austin, this
so
because
I feel like so like, something like, I know that I would see things where it was like, wait a second, I know this guy or something. Like you would like go through your matches and be like, these two guys know each other. Like mm-hmm. I don't know, and so
they're little Eskimo brothers. Yeah.
Well, she says they went on one date, and then the other has been on a date. So this is a fresher situation.
Yeah.
Was there any? I don't know if I missed it. Was there any physical connection between the first on the
no,
first
date? One day like, and weird it
one
good.
Date.
So I
whatever.
So I think that's kind of not a non-issue, but I think she should just proceed with mm-hmm. seeing this guy. I mean, like you kind of mentioned, I don't know if this is Austin or not, but Austin's a small city.
Yeah,
and I think that if she genuinely, you know, was getting good feelings about this other guy that she went mm-hmm. on, you know, one date with recently, then I think she should keep pursuing that. Mm-hmm. Depending on the guy, she can either like make a joke about how she saw him, how mm-hmm. she stalked him.
Yeah.
Sometimes like I'll admit to someone that like, oh, mm-hmm. I looked.
It's like not weird to do anymore. Yeah. Like nowadays it's like everyone knows what to do. Like the guys do it. Like people look people up, and I think it's not weird to admit it anymore.
Yeah. And it's kind of, I think that if she likes the guy, she should keep talking to him, keep going on dates with him and expressing interest as she feels. And then if it's something that bothers the guy, then it's kind of, you know, it might bother him, but she can't control that at this
point. Yeah. It's like, why do you care? Girl, so, just sit. Who cares? Yeah.
Well, this type of go ahead. I was just going to ask,
what about if it's someone that she's hooked up with? Maybe, let's say, 2 or 3 times hooked up with this guy, and then it fell off and they mutual ghosted. Same situation. Does it make a difference?
I think it does make a difference.
Okay, me too.
Yeah, I think it does make a difference. Yeah. And I think also that may be more something that you want to get in front of mm-hmm. sooner rather than... Yeah, I think you probably get that, that a little bit more.
I guess my question is, to what extent do guys... Like, what does a conversation between the two guys look like? And how much... Not saying anyone should lie, but I also think there's certain things where you don't have to tell someone every... Like, there's almost, like, the tactful way to do it. You don't have to tell somebody everything and give every single mm-hmm. little detail. Like, what do these conversations between guys look like behind closed doors when they realize there's a potential mutual romantic interest of the past, present, or future?
Well, you know, it didn't work out for one reason or another, and it sounds like there maybe wasn't a lot of chemistry there. So if, you know, I've gone on dates with a girl where if my buddy, I've had, it's not on purpose, but like my mm-hmm. buddy's gone on like a date with a girl that I also went on mm-hmm. on a date with. And I think it's just like, hey, you know, it didn't work out. If mm-hmm. I'm the person who went on the first date, then I'd be like, you know, it didn't work out. There wasn't a lot of chemistry there. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, if you feel a connection with her, then, you know, pursue that.
Yeah.
I think it kind of depends on the guy, though. I personally wouldn't be jealous or anything in that situation. And I think if I thought highly of that girl, even if I didn't like her, then I'd be like, go for it.
Yeah. How much do you guys talk about that kind of stuff? Because I feel like women, it's like, they talk about everything. It's like they'll tell you, they'd probably give you like a big lowdown. Like how discreet are guys with like discussing exes and past dates and stuff like that with one another?
I think if we know that there's some sort of common ground, then we'll talk mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah.
And I think it also depends on the buddy. Like I have, depends on my relationship with that guy friend. You know, I have one buddy who, you know, if I go on a date, then like I'm probably talking to him about it yeah. after, and he kind of, like, he'll come to me for advice and that type of thing, and we just, like, do update each other on our dating lives, but there's other guy friends that I have that we just don't talk about.
That's so funny, because I feel like with women and information about men, it feels, at least in Austin, where, like, communities are pretty tight-knit, I feel like it's, like, communal information.
Yeah.
Like you all contribute to the... to the stew. Yeah. You all put, like, your little two cents in about this man, and everybody knows kind of, like, what type of guy he is.
Totally. And, like, I feel like if the roles were reversed, like, I think of, like, my last roommate, this date wouldn't, I would be going into that date, if at all, like, knowing that she had been on a date with, like, it wouldn't be, like, we would have had that conversation, like, ahead of time, because mm-hmm. women talk about those things. Like,
that's true.
You know, every dude, it's like, here, do you know this person? Like, oh, look, like, I don't know. But
I think there is a decent chance that I could go on a date with someone that one of my buddies already went on a date with without either of us knowing it. And it could come up, like, years later.
Yeah.
But it might not come out right there, though.
That's just what happens. Like, I feel like pretty much when I was single, going on dates on, like, Hinge and stuff, there was always, like, some sort of, like, mutual person. It was like, oh, you work here. Do you know so-and-so? Like, that would be, like, almost like an icebreaker early question. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. do you know so-and-so? Or, like, who are you friends with? And then, like, I would kind of, like, use that as a gauge to, like, judge if I would be... I'm like, okay, he hangs out with these people. That would be another thing I would just say to this woman, too. Like, I mean, some guys are best friends with a guy who's totally different. But if you didn't vibe with, you know, the friend, birds of a feather flock together, like, you know, just if... I don't know what the meh... If it was just, like, meh, or if it was just, you know, there was some sort of, like, fundamental thing. But, you know, that's just something to think about. But, yeah, like, that would be...
I feel like with women, a lot of times it's like you want this info. Like, before I start dating someone, I'm checking with people that know them. Like, I will, like, look at their Instagram. They're followed by this and this person I know. And then when I see that person, I would ask. Genuinely. Because I feel like, I don't know if men feel the same, but, like, with women, it's like, I'm not trying to waste my damn time. Mm. Like, there are a million men who will get you hook, line, and sinker first 3 months, like, you're madly in love, and that, like, is he gonna waste my time or not? Like, who else has been through this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I always just looked at, like, I would look at it for, like, common denominators. Like, I don't know. Like, I never, like, when I would see a guy following women, I would never, like, assume right off the bat that it was, like, a dating situation, unless it was, there were certain, except there were certain, like, Instagram accounts where I would be like, okay, you're following all of these people that are, like, known to be, like, going out and about and stuff like that. It's like, are you just, like, following a lot of women?
I'm just saying they would know those women, like yeah. With Daniel, I, like,
Daniel follows, like, one person.
I know, I love him, but he but, like, had a couple mutual friends who just were friends, but of course I, like, asked them about it, and they told me, because they had known him for longer, known of him, like, kind of knew what sort of, like, relationships he had been in.
Yeah.
And that, like, is relevant to me. Very relevant to me, you know?
That makes sense, yeah. Like,
I don't want to, like, start on, like, a relationship type thing with someone when I find out that they have, like, dated half of Austin.
Yeah.
When I find out the ran through, you know what I mean?
Uh-oh. Not the run throughs.
No, I'm over that.
Oh my goodness. But no, sometimes it's like you can't get every bit of information. Like, no, sometimes they say, like, it's to our disservice, like, millennial, like, we always have to, like, look at Yelp reviews before we eat anywhere, and then lo and behold,
if,
like,
enough women are saying choice. If enough women are saying, like, if you say their name, they're like, "Yo," then don't waste your time, you know? It's,
but
like,
if you have to, like,
but...
go and, like, ask the entire country before you date someone,
there's no room for mystery. I don't know. Like, yeah, there is. I think there's plenty, you know, of, like, red flags you can look past, but it's like, in a general sense, if it's like this is his MO, I'm not like, oh, I'm different. I'm different. I'll change him.
You are different.
He'll be different for, he'll change for me.
He might, like, he might be different.
No, the fuck he won't, Kevin. Come
on.
I
can fix him.
Yeah.
He won't.
Might be able to fix him.
I feel like you've said I can fix him before.
Ironically, you can't. You cannot fix someone. No. They'll act like that with whoever is in front of them. So.
That's never, silly. You never know.
You never know. Some people can change. Oh my goodness. So I pissed off the poly community again.
Poly community? Okay.
Yeah, because at first they're easy to piss off, but someone was making a TikTok about, like, then they were talking about their platonic polycule. And I commented, and I was like, is that not just a friend group? Is that not just a friend group?
That sounds like friends.
They got very upset. Because they're like, no, because a platonic polycule, it's all poly people, but they're platonic. And so they're not dating. Because if you just say it's like a polycule, then people will think that they're dating, and people are always not inclusive of poly people, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, just say you're friends, and then you're not going to other yourself. Ugh. And they're like, but we need to acknowledge ourselves as a safe space for poly people. Like, I swear to God.
What
like,
platform was this on?
It was TikTok comment sections. But the poly people, like, I swear to God, like, most people in the world have two arms, two legs, right?
Yes.
But there's a sizable minority that are amputees. But most direction and instruction for people walking through life assumes that everyone has like two arms, two legs. Like you make pants with two holes. Like you're not like, oh, we need to make amputee pants. So otherwise it's not inclusive. And amputees get that. Like amputees don't go and say like, hey, you made like, those pants aren't inclusive, blah, blah, blah. Like,
but if the poly you can people, make you something more inclusive at a certain point,
you can, yes, you
then
can,
why
but like,
you try to?
But you don't like, you don't stop someone from what they're saying and say, hey, wait a second. Like this doesn't apply to people that are amputees.
That's very classically TikTok, I think.
But no, it's poly people. They just need to be acknowledged.
I'm so curious.
Everywhere.
Poly people are annoying.
Poly
period.
People are so
I'm
annoying.
Not,
sorry.
Hey, don't think I'm defending you bitches. I'm not, but I'm just trying to speak to TikTok, that metaphor.
TikTok comment sections are wild.
They're unhinged.
I don't trust a poly anything.
Me either.
But a platonic polycule, I wonder if they like live together.
No.
They, like they're roommates? Like what?
No.
And they were roommates.
They're a group of poly people. No, I was told this very explicitly by like eight poly people in the comment section who roasted me and called me ableist or like heteronormative? I don't even know. But like apparently a regular polycule is poly people who all are like, it'd be like a throuple but expanded, like they're a polycule, they trade, maybe some people are couples that twitch, but a platonic polycule is people who are poly, they're everyone in the platonic polycule is poly, but they are not romantically attracted to each other. So they are basically just a friend group of exclusively poly people, but they acknowledge themselves as a polycule, so everyone knows that they're poly, because poly people can't not tell people they're poly, and then also acknowledge that they're a safe space for other poly. Like,
you're starting to sound really polygamy phobic, so I think...
Well,
you're kind of a hater.
You're actually coming off like really hateful right now.
I feel like it's one of those go so far left, you go right, like polygamists and poly people, like... Or goes so far.
I think.
Right.
I think when it comes. Okay. Sorry, we're hating on the poly community. But
you have a big viewer base of poly people.
No, the poly people find my TikToks and they just they're like
they
this is stupid and it doesn't apply to poly people. Therefore, no one should listen to you. Like you have to acknowledge poly people. Like
feel like it's not a sexuality. It's just kind of like a preference, like a. You want to have your cake and eat it too, and you're trying to justify it through yes. you're trying to justify by basically pretending to be marginalized, but you're just an indecisive greedy bitch, aren't you?
Like I don't know. Okay, sorry, I interrupted myself. I just had to tell you about how annoying people on TikTok are. But this is another friend group question about people who are not part of platonic polycules. This is a normal monogamous person. What if we just called our friend groups our monogamy group, our platonic monogamy group?
Platonic monogamy group. I love that.
Anyway, new girl in the friend group and her boyfriend. They're not poly. Background. I am 27, female, live in a big transplant city, and have a solid friend group, one where the girls are really close and hang out together as just girls, which is part of an extended friend group of mixed genders. There are singles and couples, most met through college, work, hometown, etc. Everyone is super nice and outgoing and excited to welcome newcomers if someone wants to bring a new friend or two around. Now for the situation. One of my good female friends made friends with a girl she met at work and started inviting her to some of our girls-only gatherings. Everyone, myself included, really likes her. She is super fun, nice, and all around great to have as part of our events. This girl has shared she has a boyfriend. They've been together for 6 months and are moving in together soon. She hasn't brought him to hang out with the larger group as there hasn't been an opportunity yet, but she's expressed interest and said she really wants us to meet him. The girl said early on that the invite is open next time we do something with significant others. However, I think there might be a problem. Shortly after meeting this girl, I followed her on Instagram. I realized I recognized her boyfriend. I know him in a way that's not ideal. 3 years ago, I was just out of a relationship and downloaded Hinge, looking to just try to date again in hopes of I'd meet someone and forget my ex. I wasn't over my ex, but didn't realize it at the time. One day, I matched with the girl's now boyfriend. We had a good vibe, met up for a date. It started off really well. We were changing locations, had some hot makeouts, and even bumped into my other friends and were bouncing around from place to place with them. We heard about an after party and decided to go. When we walked in, I was surprised to see my ex there. I awkwardly avoided him, trying to suggest to my date to leave, until the ex broke the ice. Then my feelings and a lot of alcohol got the best of me when my ex asked if we could talk. My date was super confused to see me walk off to the side, and when the ex tried to kiss me, all hell broke loose. My ex and the guy got into an argument. My ex swung at my date. My date was freaking out, yelling at me while I was crying. It was a dramatic scene that I'm not proud of, even years down the road. I never spoke to or saw my ex since that night. I blocked him. Aside from a lengthy text from my date telling me how rightfully upset he was and my attempt to apologize with no response, I hadn't heard from him either. I hadn't thought about him in a while until I saw the girl's Instagram. It is only a matter of time before I come face to face with this guy again. I obviously have no lingering romantic feelings, but I still feel awful about the incident, and I'm worried it'll come back to haunt me within my current relationship and my friend group. I'm sure this guy is happy in his new relationship, but this wasn't an experience you just forget. I didn't get to know him that well, and I'm not sure if he's the type to start shit or, you know, still have lingering feelings in any kind. I met and started dating my boyfriend years after this incident. We're together 9 months now and didn't share the story with him. It was still one date. There was no sex, who I never saw again. So I didn't see any reason to volunteer such an embarrassing story to him. In a perfect world, I still wouldn't have to, but I'm not sure if that's the move. I also love my friend group, and I'd hate for anyone to cut me out based on this story. No one in the group was present for this incident, and I haven't told anyone aside from one person. I'm not sure how to handle this. Do I get ahead of it, and who do I go to first? Do I just wait until we're face to face and go with the flow in the moment? Do I just act like I've never met him before and hope he plays along? A lot of layers to this one.
That's so brutal.
Yes.
So before I get to the important parts of it, the first thing that came to mind is, I mean, how big of a party would this have had to have been to accidentally bump in to your ex?
I wonder if there's
so
like a mutual...
true. She said she was in New York. Come on.
She said transplant city.
Oh, okay.
I've been, well, granted, like, I was in situations where I would bump into my ex at parties, but I always kind of had an inkling he
exactly.
could be there.
Exactly. So, like, I personally have never bumped into my ex that, like, in a situation where I mm-hmm. was completely.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Can't believe you're here. Yeah. I would never have expected.
I've had times where I'm like, I hope he's not there. It's like, damn it, he's there.
Yeah.
And like, because I had this that would happen like every now and then, or just like, uh oh, is he going to be there? Like, you know, Ashley, or can you go first? Can you go first or something like that? And if I were with a dude, I wouldn't bring, I would be like, oh, we're staying away from that. But like, yeah, like there would be times like I could see this happening if there was some sort of like mutual friend group thing going. But also, you would think, like, you know, kind of close ties here. I don't know.
But yeah, so this girl sounds like she's already, the girl that did the making out with this girl's boyfriend, she's already established in the friend group, mm-hmm. from what I understood. And it's this new girl that's coming in. I don't know. I would probably be open, just mention it to maybe someone in the, this might be bad.
Who does she start with? Because I feel like there's, she has her own boyfriend. She has this new girl who like seems sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there's also like the thing of like, you freak this girl out and you make it seem like you're like the bitch group or girl or like an adversary or coming like to try and like brag to them. Like, oh, I've, you know, by the way, me and your boyfriend. I don't know.
It's a delicate, like,
yeah.
You.
I don't think you're going to be as close to this girl as some other girls in your group. I just don't think
it's never going to happen. And you can't.
Even if you wanted it to be.
And you can't ever try and be, like, super friendly with her. Even if they become fully immersed in the friend group, there's just no way that you can ever be, like, super friendly with her boyfriend either. I don't know. Yeah. And you don't want to be, like, do the hey girly thing, because I think like that could just like
see I don't
weird.
Know I'm kind of thinking about it, and I'm like, maybe tell someone else in the friend group first of all, but then I think if you wrote out a text that you just from the outset assume that it will be screenshotted and sent to her boyfriend and like pretty much a lot of other people that she knows, but if you frame it so that it's like, hey, look, I just need you to know this. I'm so sorry. Like, obviously, I feel so terrible about what happened back then. I'm happy to like talk to him if you want me to, but like again, it's completely up to you. Just so that like they have some time to talk about it together before you guys meet up. Yeah. They will probably be like, "Hey, it's."
I would give the girl a heads up before the, because I'm trying to think like you, there's so yeah. many
have to give the
there girl. Are so I'm like stra- I'm like mentally going in my head of like trying to like yeah. do like, a sports play. I'm like, okay, you go. I think the first person you go to, because it sounds like she says her best friend is the friend that's bringing the girl in, or I don't know how close.
Oh yeah,
if that okay. is your closest friend, the friend group, I would go to that friend first and be like, hey, so you know, by there was this thing like a few, remember this time a few years ago, and I probably went on this date, like whether you, if you haven't told the story, fill her in and say like, this is insanely awkward, but like, you know, give that person a heads up first and kind of see if you can get the scoop between this girl and her boyfriend. Like maybe it's, there's, you know, something you need to know before you say anything to the next people. Like, you know, maybe the girl isn't coming around, going to be coming around that often. Like maybe, you know, she, I don't know, something like, I would go to the closest friend first and give a heads up to, like, especially just because this girl might, you know, say something to someone else in the group. Like give your friends a heads up first. I do think like it's your friend group more than hers. Like people tend to align with the people that have been around for a while, but I would go there first. I would say the, I would say next is your own boyfriend. And I, but I would say it almost as like a, I like, cause I feel like the more you make it like build it up as this thing, like, hey, I have something to tell you, like blah, 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 and like make it seem like this big dark story. Like, I don't think you have to tell it that way. Like, I think, yeah. Hey, like something like crazy happened. Like just there's
sorry.
No, but just like hey, like weird, like really weird thing, like kind of happened. Like in my weird kind of thing happened in my friend group. Like, so, you know, so we're always like inviting new people to come by, and like, you know, this girl that so and so met at work. You know, we're super excited to meet her, and I realized like holy shit, like I've been on a date with this, with the guy that's now her boyfriend. Like it was years ago. And you could even say like every, you know, everyone in our city, like we come across this kind of thing, like, and just say like, I never told you, like, you could even say like, there was no, the relationship wasn't that serious, but like the story was crazy. It was kind of embarrassing. Sorry, I'm just telling you now, but like, just a heads up, like I'm going to probably,
yeah,
you know, keep, maybe true. Keep my distance or something like that. But like, I feel like the more you build it up is like, I did this thing and I'm so sorry. Like the more it sounds worse than it is.
I think you should, I think if you're this girl, you need to approach it from a place that I guess like values the other people's involved
feeling and not
making it about.
Don't over-explain it.
Yeah, don't over-explain
make it short and concise. Yeah. This thing happened. If he wants to over-explain it to his girlfriend, he can. But yeah, don't be like, oh my God, I think about it every day, dude. It haunts me.
I can see like one, her one, because I can think, I think of like, people have had a bad Charlotte Warren date before. Like,
oh.
You know, I was you know, I
catastrophe.
I've had like when I was younger and just like maybe didn't know how to articulate feelings or wasn't over an ex or something, and like I've had like weird blunders that like if I were to bump in, if someone, one of those guys from years ago were to show up at a party that I, you know, maybe ghosted or something, like I would be like, oh fuck, like I thought I would never have to think about this again. It's like the moments in the shower that you think of that cringy thing you did when you were younger.
And it was if it was years ago, then I think that also helps the that also helps things out, because people do, maybe people don't completely change, but people grow and become more mature.
Totally, especially if you're in your 20s.
Totally, like, stop doing things.
She's with like someone that. New. She can be like, "Hey, that was a weird like one off. Mm-hmm. That guy was crazy. He was so crazy, but I don't have that anymore."
Yeah. No, and I think if she said 27, that would have been when they were 24. Like 24-year-olds do stupid shit like that. Like,
I don't know. Swung on him at the party.
The jump between 24 and 27 is a lot.
Yeah, but you are right, though. I feel like if you have an inkling that your ex is gonna be somewhere, and you're like, let me grab a Hinge date real quick.
You're
using that Hinge date as like a weapon.
I don't know if I trust. I'm joking, but I don't know if I trust that she didn't know what she was doing.
Hey, look, I'm right there with you. I think maybe, which is fine.
People are messy, especially
people are, messy.
People are super messy.
I think back then, like maybe I'm like biased. Like, so I had one of the, like an ex that was very social, like, and just had a lot, like, if there was something fun, he found a way, he was there and like had a way of just being around fun people that I also like to hang out with in giant massive groups. And sometimes I was just like, God damn it, like he would be there first and I would be like, I want to go to the fun thing. Everyone else is going to the fun thing. Like, I can stand on the other side of the room. Like, I wouldn't bring a date to that, but I've, in some people's
defense. Didn't you one time do that?
I think I might have accidentally.
And then that guy had a problem with you. You like ran around on Rainy Street, and then you brought him up, and he got all huffy puffy with you. I thought that was because he ran into.
You couldn't just let her get away with that.
Sorry.
Do you know what you're talking about? Yes, I do. I'm trying to think of like not part, but like. You know how my old like work used to just like bump into people.
Yes, and shit of course. Like that. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, what am I supposed to do? Just like run away, like and be like, uh-oh, like he's there. Like,
yeah,
but
no.
This ex just had a way of just showing up places, right. And like he was not like looking for me or anything. Like he was off in his own world. But like sometimes it would be like, God damn it! Like, why is he like? Can't he just stay in his house for once? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
he had to be everywhere, but. No, I've like had those where it's like, I'm just trying to like meet new people and date new people and he just keeps fucking showing up.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I've sort of like had those where it's like, yeah, you have to kind of explain. Oh yeah. Oh no. So that, oh, my company holiday party.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
How far are we into this episode?
554.
No, the only people listening at this point are like true fans. no, I had, so my company holiday party, my old company holiday party, I like dated... I did two coworkers back to back, which like was
stupid.
Not
okay.
So it just, sometimes, okay, sometimes that's just how the chips fall. Like the amount
that's
of people,
how the company was. That's how the company
the amount
was.
Of
girl,
people who are like married to coworkers are like insane. But like, yeah. No. So our company would have like an annual company holiday party. You could bring a plus one or a date.
Or you could fuck your coworker, basically.
Well, I had gotten out of a relationship with a coworker. Okay. And Ashley and I decided to bring two guys. You know these two people who were two best friends, and we're like you know, that's kind of fun, right?
I wish we could name drop.
It's so funny because one of my friend's date is the reason this whole thing exists.
Yes,
which is hilarious. But like,
I can't wait to send this to him.
Oh my god. But no.
Oh
so
god.
But yeah. So we. So company holiday party, and we're like. You know, like, we'll just bring, like, they're fun. Like, it was, you know, we were two best friends. Let's bring two best friends. And I didn't say, like, I think I said, like, I have an ex who was, like, a coworker. But, like, I said, I didn't want to make it a thing. Like, I didn't want to be, like, I have an ex who's a coworker. I bump into him every day. Like, it's, like, that's how you move on. You don't want to be, like, constantly pointing him out. So I brought the guy as a date. And then I was, like, because in the back of my mind, I'm, like, hopefully, like, my ex brings his own date or something like that. Like, maybe, like, I don't know. Maybe he does his own thing. And so we bring our dates in, and then like, I go to like go get a drink, and then I see like my date or whatever, and then like I see the ex come in. He like brought like his like best guy friend or something, and I see them like they were the two people that like knew they were talking to somebody, and then like the ex goes and walks right up to him, and they're like starting a mutual conversation. I'm like, fuck, are you kidding me?
Yikes!
And then I go over to this like. I'm like, hey, what's good? And I'm like, yeah, you know, like I try to drag the guy away. And I'm like, hey, like, you know, just heads up. He's like, that's your fucking, I'm like, why didn't you say your ex was going to be here? I'm like, well, he works here. I'm not going to make it a thing. He's like, and he gets all mad. And then I was like, I'm like rocking a hard place. Like I either say like, you know, just a heads up, my ex is going to be there and it makes it seem like it's a thing. Or like, you know, you just hope that they won't interact or you drag them away. It's a big enough company, whatever. And then like, yeah, like people were getting hammered at this party, and then like, you know, like that. I think like my ex was pretty, but he was just like standing in the corner. And I'm not defending this guy by any means. Like he just was fucked up. He had probably had no idea what was going on. But like, no, we were like at one point we're like I'm standing at the bar with like my date or whatever, and then like I guess like my ex like was kind of like walking up to the bar like teetering like trying to order a drink or something, and then my date was like, is that your ex behind us? And I was like, yeah, like I think it is. Yeah, he's like. He's touching my butt. I'm like, I don't think he's touching. I'm like, I don't think he's intending to. I'm like, well, we can move. He's like, your ex is touching my butt. I'm like,
oh God. Like, and you're like, please God, just and I was be just cool like, for one fucking. I'm like that I'm sounds like it's about to he's escalate like, right
he's like,
now.
He's like, I know he's bigger than me. He's like, I'll hit him if I have to.
Oh God.
I'm like, don't do
get
that.
It together.
I'm like, he's like. He's like, your ex is touching my butt. And I'm like, how about we go over here? If he follows you over here and touches your butt, you can punch him or something. But I was just like, I was so fucking pissed by the end of that. And that fucking random date had the nerve to tell me at one point too. He's like, hey, I think we're at different life stages. And at first I thought he was going to be like, oh, you know, you're looking for, I don't know. But he was like trying to say he was more like mature than I was or something. And I was like,
So honey, insecure.
Like, you tried to fight my fucking ex-boyfriend at my company holiday party.
And was upset, like purely pissed that you didn't tell him before. I'm sure he's like
in a hard place. Like it was just like
I would have big dicked him if I knew who he was. Like,
it's either like stupid. I go and I say ahead of time, by the way, my ex is gonna be there, and it makes it seem like I'm not over it, or like, oh, yeah, we have to make it a thing, we have to go and hide, and or it's gonna be a bad time, or like you get surprised, like, you know, I chose the second option thinking that maybe it wouldn't be a thing. And then, of course, he went and made it.
He's like, you cocked me.
Yeah.
I mean, so as someone who's also dated a coworker, I had kind of not a reverse situation, but so we went out for a team dinner and I was still, you know, kind of friends, like genuinely just kind of like buddies with my ex. You know, we worked together, similar friend groups. And at this point, like, we'd been open about, you know, she was seeing a guy, I had been seeing a girl, and like it was all cool. And so we go out for dinner, and then we go to First Thursday in Austin, which for your non-Austin audience, it's just essentially big.
Big like alcohol farmers market.
Yeah, alcohol farmers market.
Cool.
And so I'm kind of hanging out with my team and my ex, and we bump into this girl that I've been seeing. And so I'm talking to the girl, and my ex is standing next to me talking to her friend. And I had told the girl that I was seeing that I work with my ex, but I kind of downplayed how much we talk. Bad on my part. Bad on my part. Mm-mm. And I'm talking to this girl, and then, you know, I kind of hear the conversation stop pretty promptly with my ex and her friend. And I look over and she has just like a shit eating grin on her face. And I was like, the girl that I was seeing and her friend like walk away. And I was like, what did you just say? She's like, oh, well, like she asked how I know you. And she's like, I just told her that we used to date. And so like,
I would be.
And so like now she like painted a picture where that we were like
it was like the two of you hanging out.
Yeah. And then like,
do you think that was intentional or was you think
it was super intentional on her part? And I think that, you know, even though we were just friends at that point, you know, she'd been drinking a little bit. And I think alcohol and jealousy kind of played a part, because after that, she kept trying to like grab my hand in front of this.
That's insane behavior. That's actually so fucking crazy.
It was insane. It wasn't so cool fucking crazy. At all. It wasn't.
That's how you get in trouble with HR. Like, I don't know. That's
so weird. Ew. I'm sorry. No offense to your choices.
No, we're going
to
hit on her.
That's crazy to like, basically try to like big dick another woman.
Yeah.
Girl, get lost. That's crazy.
Yeah.
How was your day?
How did you recover from that?
I did. I forget how I did talk my way out of it.
Classic.
I did talk my way out of it, and I did really like the girl. Things didn't really end up working out. But yeah, I talked my way out of it that time, and then I kind of stopped communication.
Yeah. With the ex, yeah.
No. Oh. Well, no. Oh. No. Oh, okay. Well, yes, kind of. Yeah. Communication stopped with the ex, but I also stopped communication with this girl.
Bummer. Sometimes it just be like that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it just things just end for unrelated reasons. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, you know, you're excited about someone, then you're just not as
I think
excited.
It just wasn't super. I wasn't like all in, so it just wasn't working out.
How many dates does it take for you to realize that you're like in or not? Like, at what point are you like, I'm in or not? And then what are the kind of.
Honestly, like after like the first or second date, I'm like, I'm either like,
I love that. I love that. Thank you. I feel like, yes, men generally like they know pretty quickly if it's somebody that they like really want to.
But then I get like sometimes I will get like too excited and I feel like I plan the next date too quickly.
Yeah.
And then they're like, ah. But the times where I like play it cool, they're always like down to go on a second date. But the ones that I get like genuinely excited about, I feel like don't end up.
Oh, I don't like. Oh,
well, maybe the ones that you were excited about are the ones that you like. You're excited about them because they're like coy, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, or it just seems like I don't know what the psychology is behind that. We'd have to look. I feel like context matters.
But dating life has been fine. I've enjoyed being single, but hope to find a person sooner.
And maybe you will. I mean, you look real good on this. Feel free to take these videos, like, I don't know, put them on
yeah,
stuff.
I'll fire them off on TikTok.
Fuck yeah, let's go. It's been wicked fun. And we're like pretty, we've come up on time.
Dang.
No, thank you. This has been a great episode. Congratulations on 1 year sober. Yeah,
congrats.
You look fantastic.
Thank
you're, as always, like, you're welcome on the show anytime. Help us answer the guy code questions and friend group stuff. Because it's really fun.
We just love that. We love, just love
that. Thanks for having me. I love doing this. I'm glad. I'm really glad.
Come back anytime. I'll give you a shout next time.
Let's do it.
We'll answer the mailbag. Fuck yeah. Let's go. Well, thank you again, Kevin. And thank you, everyone. We'll catch you guys next time. Bye.